Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Today on the program, we're spotlighting music from time travel movies inspired by the release of the new X-Men film, Days of Future Past. That's a movie which features time travel quite prominently, and we thought it would be a fun excuse to go back and explore some music from films in that genre. We're going to kick things off with music from David Newman, written for the film Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Let's take a listen. Music from David Newman, written for Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Next up, we have another tuneful score written for another 80s movie. This is Leonard Rosenman's cheery music, penned for Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home. Enjoy. Thank you. That's the end credits suite from Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, written by Leonard Rosenman, his only time working with the Star Trek series. Next up, we have an aggressive, enjoyable score written by Chris Bacon for Duncan Jones' terrific 2011 thriller, Source Code. Take a listen. Music from Source Code, written by Chris Bacon, a talented composer who needs work on more high-profile assignments. Next up, yet another 80s movie, this one directed by Francis Ford Coppola, comedy-drama, which is one of his more underrated flicks of the decade, Peggy Sue Got Married, featuring a score by John Barry. Take a listen. Thank you. typically lovely music from John Barry written for Peggy Sue Got Married. When the subject of time travel movies arises, one of the first which springs to mind for most movie fans is Robert Zemeckis' Back to the Future, featuring this iconic score by Alan Silvestri. Let's move from something sweeping and melodic with that Alan Silvestri Back to the Future theme to something intense and dissonant. This is Jerry Goldsmith's fierce but very effective score for the original Planet of the Apes. Take a listen. Thank you. Music by Jerry Goldsmith, penned for Planet of the Apes. Next up, back to the 1980s once again, and Brad Fidel's instantly memorable theme for Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're featuring music from time travel movies on the program today. Next up, we have a score from 1979 penned by Miklos Rosa, Time After Time. Take a listen. a fine waltz theme written by Miklos Rosa for Time After Time. Next up, we have a score from composer Mark Isham, written for the sci-fi thriller Time Cop. Enjoy. Music from Time Cop, written by Mark Isham. And yet another 80s movie turns up on the show as we offer a selection from John Scott's fine score for The Final Countdown. Take a listen. That's music by John Scott, penned for The Final Countdown. Next up, we have one of the better scores written by composer Klaus Badelt. This is for the 2002 remake of The Time Machine. The movie itself kind of a mess, but the score is quite good, even if it borrows a bit from Jerry Goldsmith. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
Music from the remake of The Time Machine, written by Klaus Badelt. Next up, a beautiful score from John Barry, this one for a time travel romance, Somewhere in Time. Take a listen. Lovely, lovely music from Somewhere in Time, written by John Barry. Speaking of time, we're just about out of it on the program today, but I do want to conclude things with the score for X-Men Days of Future Past. The X-Men movies have an interesting musical history, a different composer for every single movie up to this point, but this time that changes. John Ottman, who scored X2, X-Men United Returns, to score this one. He incorporates his memorable main theme, a good one, albeit one which borrows a bit from Henry Mancini's Life Force, and adds some of his older material into the mix, as well as some newer themes. Let's take a listen. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you'll join us again next time for more music on the Sounds and Sights of Cinema. Back at you later.